From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Meeting with his North American counterparts at a brief summit in Guadalajara, Mexico, President Obama today talked about a number of issues, including global trade and the drug war. The president said despite controversial Buy American provisions in the U.S. economic stimulus package, he does not think the amendments have endangered trade with the U.S.'s neighbors, including Canada. And referring to drug cartels, Mr. Obama described them as the largest violators of human rights in Mexico.
We will work to make sure Mexico has the support it needs to dismantle and defeat the cartels. And the United States will also meet its responsibilities by continuing our efforts to reduce the demand for drugs and continuing to strengthen the security of our shared border.
Despite the pressing issues, however, much of the summit was overshadowed by concerns over the administration's efforts to rework health care. Iraq was swept by another day of violence in bomb attacks that killed more than 40 people and wounded at least 200 others, reversing July's downward trend of violent death. NPR's Deborah Amos reports from Baghdad.
In Baghdad, a string of early morning blasts targeted day laborers, but the bloodiest attack was in the north outside the city of Mosul. A pair of truck bombs flattened 30 houses in the village of Kasna at 4 this morning, killing at least 28 people. This wave of violence follows attacks on Friday. Opposition politicians in parliament demanded an investigation of Iraq's security forces, a reflection of fears that Iraq's army is failing to protect the country after U.S. troops pulled out of cities in June. In a televised address, Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki said the government was doing all it could, but he warned there was more violence to come ahead of national elections in January. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Baghdad.
Michael Jackson's autopsy report has finally been completed, but there's no schedule yet for the release of the information. NPR's Karen Grigsby Bates has more.
Assistant Coroner Ed Winter told reporters today that the results of the Jackson autopsy will remain sealed for the time being due to a request from the Los Angeles Police Department. LAPD detectives are continuing their investigation into the precise cause and manner of Jackson's death. Jackson died on June 25th at his rented home in Holmby Hills. Investigators found several prescriptions in the pop idol's home, many of them written to pseudonyms. They're still trying to decide what role prescription drugs may have played in the singer's death. Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News.
Starting tomorrow in California, you may be able to buy your next GM car or truck online. The company says hundreds of its dealers there will allow consumers to negotiate the prices of new cars and trucks through the online auction site eBay. Buyers will be able to choose between a negotiated price with a dealer or purchase a vehicle at a fixed price. On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 32 points. The Nasdaq lost 8 points today. This is NPR. Communications giant AT&T has announced a tentative agreement with 23,000 of its union employees in California and Nevada. Telecommunications company said today it's reached agreement on a new 3-year contract with employees represented by the Communications Workers of America. Under terms of the proposed contract, workers would receive wage increases of 3% for each of the first 2 years and 2.75% for the last year. In Britain, there is growing concern that its security services may have been complicit in the torture of at least one resident who became a Guantanamo Bay detainee. However, the head of the UK's external security agency, MI6, says torture is not on his agenda. Larry Miller reports from London.
Sir John Scarlett insisted there's been no torture and no complicity with torture. The MI6 chief told the BBC his agents are committed to human rights and liberal democracy. He refuted a report by Parliament's Human Rights Committee, which noted a disturbing number of credible allegations of British complicity in torture. Allegations include the rendition and alleged abuse of British resident Binyam Mohammed, who claims British officers were involved in his torture in Pakistan and Morocco prior to being taken to Guantanamo. Scarlett's denial comes a day after Britain's foreign and home secretaries both made similar comments. Parliament's Intelligence and Security Committee says it will investigate any claims of UK complicity in torture. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
Crude oil futures prices ended the session lower today. The near-month contract for benchmark crude fell 33 cents a barrel to close at $70.60 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News, in Washington.